Entrepreneurs, small business owners, professionals who seek excellence, bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show. Here's Marty Wolf.
We still got a long way to go. Yes, we all got a long way to go.
Welcome to the Business Builders Show. I'm honored you have decided to join us today. I'm Marty Wolf. Along with my sidekick, Carrie Carney, and our producer, Tom Jenkins, we're going to do our best to inform, educate, and inspire you, our audience of entrepreneurs, small business owners, and anyone who is seeking excellence in their personal and professional lives. Our special guest today is Jack Smalley. Jack is the Director of Human Resource Learning and Development for Express Employment Professionals. Jack does a fantastic job describing how leaders become superheroes. Of course, he also says in his official presentation, they don't wear capes at work, but they can become superheroes. That is, they become very effective in persuading others to do great things. We'll also be talking about a blog I saw recently from our friend Cal Newport. I've become a real fan of Cal Newport, Carrie. You probably picked up on that. I'm talking about him a lot.
I think it's a jealousy factor because you being of a certain age and Cal being of another age,
that hurts.
You're mesmerized by this young superstar.
There's some truth to that, but it hurts. You know, so we'll start with Cal Newport, and we're going to close the show with a powerful story by a gentleman by the name of Jason Fried of a company called Basecamp. Basecamp, let me say that again. So let's go to Cal Newport's blog, and his blog is titled Study Hacks. If you look up Cal and you see his blog, that's what he names it. And the title of this particular blog is How We Sent a Man to the Moon Without Email and Why It Matters Today. I have your attention. Anything without email today. Holy moly. Right? So here's the story that Cal lays out. He actually calls this also the NASA paradox, and he describes that there was a bunch of engineers in a meeting and at a very high-tech company, I might add, and the engineers were complaining about email. Tom and Carrie, do we ever hear anybody complaining about having too many emails? Never happens. You know, I remember when I worked for a company, I would have about 130 emails a day. How do you think I responded, or how well do you think I responded to 130 emails a day?
Highlight all, delete.
Only the ones usually that came from, like, the one person that sent 50% of them.
Man, I'm telling you. Okay, so a bunch of engineers at a high-tech company, and they're complaining about email. And so, but they said, hey, it's unavoidable. How are we going to run our teams? How are we going to manage our business? How are we going to possibly live without email? Our efficiency or our effectiveness would plummet. But then one engineer kind of stood up a little bit and asked this question. If this is true, how did NASA's engineers manage to put a man on the moon without tools like email? You got to like that. You got to think about that for a minute. How did NASA's engineers put a man on the moon without tools like email? This was a pretty complicated project, Kerry, and they kind of did this fast, didn't they?
Yeah, it says it was executed at an incredible pace. Only 8 years spanned Kennedy's pledge to Armstrong actually stepping on the moon.
So, reminder, and this was all done without email. So, how did they do it? How did this Apollo team, these engineering teams, really get something done that was so complicated without what we see as almost instant communication or rapid communication? Now, Carrie, I'm a little confused. Did we talk about this the last show, or am I planning that for the next show in terms of, or no, we were talking about Eric Schmidt from Google, and we said, you know, in his book, hey, he measures success by someone, how fast someone responds to their emails.
Right, right.
I guess maybe in a high-tech company, you know, digressing a little bit, but it connects to this whole this topic, really. Now, as luck would have it, I guess, in this particular meeting with these engineers, there was I guess, a somewhat older engineer that was part of this group. And so they said...
Part of the Apollo program.
Part of the Apollo program, right. So they said, well, how did you do that? And here's what he said. You got your pens and pencils ready? He said his team met from 9 to 10 a.m. 3 days a week. They actually met face to face. They spent the rest of their time actually working on solving this enormous puzzle of landing the man on the moon. Now, this is part of Cal Newport's thought process of going deep and thinking deeply. Another point, he says, and if someone got stuck on this Apollo team and needed someone else's input, guess what they did? They actually talked to each other. They didn't send an email. They didn't send a text message. They actually talked to each other. Here's the main thought process, or something we want to drive home in terms of thinking about this. These guys were plan-driven, not interrupt-driven. You got to love that, Tom. These guys were plan-driven, not interrupt-driven. In our society today, in our workplaces today, people will actually stop doing something and wait for the ding on the computer or look at their email rather than really work deeply on a project. Cal Newport is a gentleman. He's a assistant professor at Georgetown, and he literally wrote the book about thinking deep and working, you know, really working at your craft. And he found this fascinating. So here's what he wrote so that I get absolutely clear what Cal Newport said. Hearing this story induces a key insight. The way we currently use email technology, in which our day is interrupt-driven and quick responses are expected, is not a necessary condition to successfully manage teams and organizations tackling hard problems. It's not absolutely mandatory. Maybe in some tech companies like Google, how fast you respond, but if you really want to get something done of real value, checking email 5 minutes is probably not the right answer. Doesn't this make sense, guys?
Absolutely.
How can you get an important project done? How can you go deep if every 15 minutes you're looking at your email? Which, by the way, is pick up groceries, make sure you get a haircut, important stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Typically,
yeah.
Your emails.
Plus, reading all the emails while you're working on this important project, you start to feel overwhelmed because more things are coming in that you have to do, and instead of focusing on the one thing, you're thinking about your whole day now.
Yep. Now, boy, that's a great point. That's a great point. And... that's being interrupt-driven, Tom, as opposed to working on the plan. And I've never heard it phrased just that way. Where is it written that we have to, it's in stone somewhere, that we have to listen to every single email? It's not written anywhere. This is just what we've become accustomed to. This is what we have allowed to happen. And by the way, a little side note, what we allow in our organizations, we teach. If you allow people to do this and perform this way, this is what you're teaching. You're saying... you can go from thing to thing to thing to thing, but we really need to kind of focus. So it makes sense, right? I mean, I love it.
It made me think of something years ago about not interrupting the process.
Not interrupting the process.
And you were the one that told me that.
There you go. So we need to go to our guest, who is Jack Smalley, on how leaders can become superheroes. You're on the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
The greatest customer experience I've ever encountered originated in an unlikely location. However, it created a story that's gone viral on YouTube and has been heard in person by over a million people.
Driver of the cab is going to be mine, jumps out of his cab, points at me in the front of the line, and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?" Said, "I'm Taxi Terry." Great, I got the motivational cab driver.
This is Scott McCain. The lessons I learned from that amazing cab driver form the basis of my new book, Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. No matter your position or the size of the organization where you work, you can grow your business and create distinction with these seven lessons. This new book is available on Amazon.com and wherever business books are sold. If a cab driver can deliver the ultimate customer experience, you can too. Discover the tenets to distinctive success in the Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry.
Presenting the thought leaders of today. It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Our special guest today is Jack Smalley. Jack serves as Director of Human Resource Learning and Development for Express Employment Professionals International Headquarters. For the last 30 years, Jack has devoted his career to the field of leadership in human resources. His experience includes executive-level management in a number of different industries, such as oil, chemical, and packaging, with an emphasis in manufacturing, engineering, sales, logistics, and corporate management. Jack is a member of the Society of Human Resource Management and holds the designation of Senior Professional in Human Resources. Jack Smalley, thanks for joining us on the Business Builders Show.
Well, Marty, it's an honor to be here. It truly is.
We've been trying to get together, Jack, and finally we were able to make that happen. Now, I guess you're out of town a little bit, are you not?
Well, yes, I am. I'm slightly a little bit away from you, Marty, in a little tropical place called Hawaii.
Well, I think I'm jealous, first of all, and then I'm also pleased that you're willing to take some time. So let's get into I've heard you speak. You're a great speaker, so I'm really looking forward to this conversation. One of the presentations that you do is titled How Leaders Become Superheroes, and if I can say, the subtitle is But Their Capes Are Invisible. Give us the overview of this presentation, Jack.
Well, Marty, there's a tremendous amount of seminars and books that have been written on leadership, and leadership is in the forefront right now with all the changes that's going on, obviously, in the world and corporate America. And when looking at building this, I thought, well, we need to talk about what are the things that designate the greatest leaders from others.
Mm-hmm.
I put together what I think are five key competencies and behaviors that these superhero leaders possess that other leaders also don't do as well, but that superhero leaders pretty much perform these all at the same high, excellent level.
Yes. There's a difference between good and great, right? And you kind of break this break that down in your presentation. And
well, that's exactly right, because we need greatness at all levels today.
Boy, we sure do. Let's talk about the specific competencies that you described, and I'll read them off, and then we'll kind of talk about each one of them. Accountability, ownership, influence, consistency, and integrity. So let's talk about accountability for our superhero leaders. Give us more detail about that, Jack.
Well, Monty, the reason I selected accountability because accountability is one of the most difficult competencies I think there is to master, because it's getting others to accept ownership.
Mm.
Most of us are pretty good at taking ownership because that's how we get to the leadership level. But getting others to have that passion to take ownership of their job is holding people accountable.
Mm.
And it's helping others, reach the ownership level. But we must have clear and measurable objectives in order to hold people accountable. And then I realized, Monty, many leaders struggle with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Struggle with holding others accountable. And the reason why, look at it this way. It's the human nature side of it is what makes it difficult. It's easy to fire a vendor. If you've got a vendor in your business that's not meeting your highest expectations, we release them and find another vendor who does.
Right.
But it's difficult to fire an employee as it should be.
Mm.
And that's the key. It's in the ultimate in accountability, like I like to, you know, well, I like to inform people on, is could you fire a relative?
Hmm. That's a good one.
Fire a relative if you had to, meaning never hire anybody in your organization, hopefully it would never come to this, but that you would not be able to let go if the situation required it.
Yeah. Yeah, and you make the point in terms of assigning accountability that insecure leaders deflect failures through denial, blame, and excuses. And as you started to talk about, some of these insecure leaders may have difficulty holding subordinates accountable. Drive home on that one a little bit more, the insecure leader.
Well, you're exactly right, because many leaders, they mask their inability to hold people accountable by deflecting to other issues.
Mm.
It's a natural tendency. Marty, we should find it difficult to hold others accountable to high standards because if they're not able to, you know, in many cases we have to make a change. So it's something that doesn't come natural to most leaders. If a leader enjoys making changes and firing employees, he or she probably doesn't need to be in the position.
Mm.
It should be a difficult situation, but the leaders have to step up, especially today with the demands and the expectations of change.
Yes. Jack, do you think that, I'll say, high-performing individuals want to be held accountable? What do you think of that?
Oh, definitely. I think they definitely want to be held accountable. They want to be measured on what they bring to the table. And for their accomplishments.
Yes.
And they're not afraid to, but also they realize that in achieving, you know, great results, you are going to make mistakes. And we're not measured by our mistakes necessarily, Marty. We're measured by who we are after a mistake.
Oh, that's a good one. We're measured by, say that again.
We're not measured by our mistakes, but we are measured more by who we are after we make a mistake.
I like that.
We all learn every day.
Well, yes.
And that's part of the accountability, to understand that, you know, you're going to make some mistakes in business, but it's a learning situation that we all get involved into.
Into the second key competency for what you call superhero leaders, and the next one is ownership. Explain that to me.
Well, ownership is, first off, you can't teach ownership. It comes 100% from within each individual. And what I like to call the definition of ownership, Marty, is it's engagement and passion.
Mm.
It's the engagement and the passion that you have for your job. And if you truly love your job, you truly look forward to the results that you accomplish, then you have ownership. Unfortunately, Gallup did a survey about 2 years ago that showed that only 27% of employees are fully engaged with ownership in their job.
Wow.
U.S. businesses over $800 billion a year in lost productivity.
Wow. Yeah, those are big numbers. Well, before we go a little too deep on that, I want to ask you a really direct question. What role does leadership play in helping associates become or be passionate in their jobs? What's your opinion on that?
Well, I think you've got to give them authority, and you've got to give them control of their jobs and encourage them to think outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, you know, part of leadership, and even the next competency we'll talk about is influence.
Mm-hmm.
Our job is to influence others to see when they do expand beyond their, you know, their requirements, that there's results there, and then they take pride in it.
Mm.
When people take pride and they see their accomplishments of their job, then they become more passionate.
Yeah. Once they see some success, they work hard, and they see some success, it makes a difference. You also make a distinction between accountability versus ownership. We're talking about that a little bit, but you have some interesting questions, yes or no questions. Like, for instance, when things go wrong, I automatically blame myself. How should I answer that, Jack, yes or no?
Well, that tells you when things go wrong, and most of us do blame ourselves, means that we're high in ownership. Anytime we want to, you know, the buck stops with us. anytime we step up and say, you know, even if it wasn't my direct mistake, but it was one of my team members or one of my departments, it, the responsibility does stop here. And it's where we basically, we fall on the sword for our people.
Mm-hmm.
People do confuse the two. And most leaders are high in ownership naturally, but struggle on the accountability side because we don't want people to fail.
Yes.
And if we have people that we like, that we want to succeed, and they're beginning to fail, many leaders, you know, they mask that with other things, and they'll focus on another problem to cover that problem up when the leader has responsibility into addressing that issue.
Yes. Well, you know, Jack, we need to take a short break. Fascinating discussion. We have Jack Smalley, who is the Director of Human Resource Learning and Development for Express Employment Professionals from their international headquarters. We'll be right back on the Business Builders Show.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.
For your next regional or national meeting, are you looking for a professional facilitator to keep things on track so your meeting meets the objectives? Have you assembled a group of subject matter experts for a panel and you need a moderator who is skilled in keeping the conversation focused on what really matters? Do you want a speaker for your next meeting who will engage the audience in a way that makes the meeting fun and memorable? Marty Wolf of the Business Builder Show is available for your next important event. You can contact him at 570-815-1626. Marty has facilitated hundreds of meetings in all kinds of settings. He has interviewed hundreds of CEOs, authors, professional speakers, and thought leaders from many different industries. Planning an important meeting? Want to feel confident you will achieve the results you planned for? Then call Marty Wolf at 570-815-1626 or log on to MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com.
Informing, educating, and encouraging. The Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builder Show. Our special guest today is Jack Smalley, and Jack is with Express Employment Professionals. And we're talking about key competencies for superhero leaders. And so far, we've covered two of the five, accountability and ownership. And the third key competency, Jack, that you talk about in your presentation is influence. And boy, that can mean a lot of things. So give me details on that.
Well, you know, Marty, many people leave influence out. They don't understand the power of influence. And I think every great definition of leadership talks about the ability to influence others. Leadership begins with building relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You build relationships, what are we doing? We're influencing.
Oh, sure.
We influence each and every day because great relationships lead to trust. And if your employees trust you, then there's a greater chance they share information with you, and it's information that leads to success.
Hmm.
And it all comes from influencing.
Hmm.
And I like to talk about Marty. It goes back to childhood, because
Right.
Who are the greatest influencers? Babies.
Yeah, Kerry Carney mentions that often. Babies are strong influencers, right? So talk to me about that. What do you mean by that?
You know, babies influences with their smiles, and they influences with their anger.
Okay.
They get our attention immediately, and we use those all through our life. But there's not a great leader, a superhero leader in the world, who doesn't have the ability to to influence others through the power of relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to influence is earned.
Oh, good point. Good point.
And let me give you a quick scenario on that. If you have a peer who you admire and value, and that peer comes to you and says, you know, Jack or Marty or Carrie, you've got an employee who's really not doing well, and my employees are starting to talk about it and question your leadership. If you value that peer's input, you will react on it. But if that is a peer that you're having conflict with, that you don't have a relationship with, and has not influenced you in the past, you probably wouldn't react on their comments.
Mm.
The ability to influence is earned.
Mm. Great, great, great point. And you know what? I want to come back to something simple. For goodness sake, smile more.
Oh,
right, Jack? I mean, smile more.
They mean smile more in every situation for every individual all day long.
Yeah, a scowl usually is not influential, the negative way, I guess, but we want to do it. We all influence one way or another. It can be positive or negative, right?
Oh, exactly. In fact, they say the worst word to use in leadership is the word however.
Oh, I like that.
Jack, Carrie, you know, you're doing a great job today. However,
yeah.
so it turns from a smile to a scowl.
Yeah, I like that.
And remember the smiles, unfortunately, in that situation.
Let's go to our fourth key competency for superhero leaders, and it's consistency. This is one of my favorites, so I'd love to hear your thoughts on consistency.
Well, consistency to me is one of the keys, and the best definition of consistency, I think, is two words: Michael Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Michael Jordan put on a consistent show each and every day of his career. He could play play against a team who maybe had won 5 games and lost 50 games, and they're putting 10,000 fans in the stadium.
Uh-huh.
But when Michael Jordan showed up to play, it would always be a sellout.
Right.
Because everybody knew they were going to get a consistent show each and every game.
Hmm.
And in leadership, it's the same, because employees, now you ask employees what their number one key competency they want to see from their leadership, I think the majority would say consistency.
I would agree.
We want a leader that we can predict, that we know what to expect, and it's inconsistency that derails many a good leader today.
We see it often. We read about them. We see it often in the companies that we work with. Now, did Michael Jordan and do great leaders do it all by themselves?
Oh, no. Nobody can do it by themselves.
Okay, well, talk to me.
There's a lot of factors that play into consistency. And I get asked all over the country, Marty, what does consistency have to do with luck? Well, luck may open the door to create the opportunity, but consistency creates and ensures success.
Mm.
So luck will play a factor, and a great example of that is, you know, you must be ready for your one opportunity whenever it may come up. And Tom Brady, great example of the New England Patriots. He was drafted 199th in the NFL draft. He was drafted to be a lifetime backup quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
But due to an injury of their all-pro quarterback, Drew Bledsoe, and their backup quarterback had been injured in practice, Tom Brady was put into a game. And Tom Brady was ready for his opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Won that game, won every other game that year, the Super Bowl, MVP. The rest is history.
Yeah, he did okay. Now, I want to drive home the point, too, and I know you'll agree with me, is that they didn't do it on their own. Team members, influencing your team, having a positive influence on the team. Brady had great receivers, and folks had Michael Jordan had Scottie Pippen. Would you agree with the team?
Oh, 100%. And who brings that out more than anybody else is the great John Wooden.
Oh, good one.
Oh, said that there's 10 hands that make every basket. And
I like that.
It was the ultimate, I think, in showing that individuals cannot achieve by themselves. They can only achieve by the people around them.
That's it. And a leader creates that environment for that to happen, supports that team, cares about that team. Right, Jack? I mean, it's so, so important. And in our world today of what some people think would be superheroes, there are the myths of leadership have been of that single entrepreneur is really overblown. So we only have we're running out of time, so we want to get to the fifth competency, and that's integrity. So talk to me about integrity.
Well, integrity is the most important, Marty. Integrity is the blood that's in the veins of leadership. You can struggle with any competency, and there's hundreds of competencies that define leadership, but you must maintain integrity. It cannot be compromised. In many cases, integrity would take a lifetime to achieve and a split second to lose it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, if a leader loses their integrity, that's what they're known for the rest of their career.
Yeah, can't get over that, right?
Must be the focus 100% of the time in a leadership role.
Well, you actually, let's go back to, because you mentioned John Wooden versus someone else, a gentleman by the name of Mike Rice. I hate to keep putting on poor Mike Rice, but we got about 40 seconds. Contrast those two in terms of integrity.
Well, you know, both can be very successful, except John Wooden, who displayed integrity in every decision, every action he had, had a lifetime of achievements. Mike Rice, very successful at one point, lost his integrity because he lost it with his people.
Mm-hmm.
If your people quit believing in you, there will be no results. Marty, leaders are only as successful as their people allow them to be.
Well, let's cut it right there because that summed it all up. We've been speaking with Jack Smalley, and Jack is the Director of Human Resource Learning and Development for Express Employment Professionals International Headquarters. Jack Smalley, thank you so much for being part of the Business Builders Show.
It's an honor for me to be here.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
The greatest customer experience I've ever encountered originated in an unlikely location. However, it created a story that's gone viral on YouTube and has been heard in person by over a million people.
Driver of the cab is going to be mine, jumps out of his cab, points at me in the front of the line and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?" Said, "I'm Taxi Terry." Great, I got the motivational cab driver.
This is Scott McCain. The lessons I learned from that amazing cab driver form the basis of my new book, Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry, how every employee can create and deliver the ultimate customer experience. No matter your position or the size of the organization where you work, you can grow your business and create distinction with these seven lessons. This new book is available on Amazon.com and wherever business books are sold. If a cab driver can deliver the ultimate customer experience, you can too. Discover the tenets to distinctive success in the Seven Tenets of Taxi Terry.
For your next regional or national meeting, are you looking for a professional facilitator to keep things on track so your meeting meets the objectives? Have you assembled a group of subject matter experts for a panel and you need a moderator who is skilled in keeping the conversation focused on what really matters? Do you want a speaker for your next meeting who will engage the audience in a way that makes the meeting fun and memorable? Marty Wolf of the Business Builder Show is available for your next important event. You can contact him at 570-815-1626. Marty has facilitated hundreds of meetings in all kinds of settings. He has interviewed hundreds of CEOs, authors, professional speakers, and thought leaders from many different industries. Planning an important meeting? Want to feel confident you will achieve the results you planned for? Then call Marty Wolf at 570-815-1626 or log on to MartyWolfBusinessSolutions.com.
Presenting the thought leaders of today, it's the Business Builders Show with Marty Wolf.
Welcome back to the Business Builders Show. Jack Smalley, what a great job. He was talking about, really, I think it was about communication as much as anything else. And, you know, we're lucky enough to have someone with us in the studio. Bruce Spencer is going to talk to us about Toastmasters. Bruce, hi, welcome to the studio.
Hi, Marty, and thank you very much.
Sure.
Looking to develop speaking and leadership skills?
Yeah.
Ace a job interview or ignite your career? Toastmasters International is a world leader in communications and leadership development. 300,000 people worldwide. 14,000 clubs and 126 countries have Toastmasters.
Well, this sounds like a great opportunity for our audience of entrepreneurs and small business owners, because it is about communication, right? And that's what Toastmasters is really all about.
Communication and leadership.
There you go.
A typical club, we have speakers, we have evaluators, and we have impromptu speaking called table topics. In impromptu speaking, people get like a minute to 2 minutes that speaks at a question off their head. In speaking, they prepare a speech that's 3 to 5, well, more like 5 to 7 minutes, and have an evaluation.
Great. If people wanted to join Toastmasters, how would they do it? Is there a website?
The website to go to, the international website, Toastmasters.org. That's Toastmasters.org, not .com.
Bruce, thanks so much for coming into the studio to talk about an important topic. Toastmasters. I started there years ago. I don't know if it really worked for me, but here we are. I'm not saying Toastmasters doesn't work. I'm talking about me. Bruce, thanks for coming in. Carrie and Tom, let's continue the show talking about, once again, communications, although, Carrie, we're kind of taking a little bit of a different view. This is an article in Inc. magazine from Jason Fried. It's spelled F-R-I-E-D. I'm going to pronounce it that way. I think I'm close enough. And the title of this discussion is The Perfect Pitch, How a Smart Entrepreneur with a Smart Product Made a Presentation I'll Never Forget. And Jason tells a story. He was at a big conference, right, Carrie? And he had just done a presentation, and he was probably signing books, or he was at a table, and because he wrote a book called Rework, and he was sitting there, and a gentleman kind of came up to the table, I guess, and
he plopped down in front of him.
He literally plopped down, and he plopped something down in front of him, right, Carrie?
A laptop-looking device.
A laptop-looking device, and apparently it opened up, and this guy had this thing down kind of pat. He laid it down, boom, parts are moving, and all that other kind of stuff. So, you know, Jason was just mesmerized, and as this thing is, and he saw a little screen. What was it, about a 2-inch screen, I guess it is, Carrie?
About the size of a phone. A screen looked in front of Jason, and then there was a screen in front of the gentleman presenting this idea or this technology.
Right. So all of a sudden, this gentleman starts typing. And so Jason sees him typing. He sees the letters coming across the screen. And then the gentleman says hi and says his name. And then asks Jason a response. So Jason types something back on this little cool device.
They were having a real-time conversation.
But Jason's first thought was, well, why are we doing this? Why don't we just talk? Well, you're sitting right here. Why don't we just talk? And what did he find out about this gentleman, Carrie?
Well, that question was answered by the gentleman typing out, "I'm deaf."
Wow. I'm deaf.
The gentleman couldn't hear, so a speech conversation would not work.
So here they are, and one of the first things that Jason thinks about is that, you know, this isn't about convenience. This is about necessity. This gentleman to communicate, and it all started about a product that we're going to talk about in a minute. It started with this gentleman was at a restaurant with his dad who didn't sign, and he was having a hard time communicating. And so he kind of got frustrated. And so what he did was he actually started a company. The company is called S-Com, S as in Sam, S-Com, C-O-M-M. What's the product name, Carrie, so they can look it up?
Ubi Duo, U-B-I-D-U-O. And I was on their website last night, really nice website, and it shows how this technology works. And as you stated, Marty, it was born out of necessity.
Right.
That's what Jason Fried likes so much. Because his company was born out of necessity.
Yeah, he makes the point, if you've read Rework or you pay attention to Jason Fried, and his company was, it's now Basecamp, but it was known primarily in the past as 37 Signals. And I love Basecamp as a project management tool, and I love HiRISE as a customer relationship management tool. I use and I recommend both of those products to our clients. And Jason, as you've indicated, Carrie, he says, hey, I maintain all along that the best businesses are and products that you want to get started with is products that you want to use yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
And he said early on, he says, you know, our company needed a better project management software program. So what did they do? They wrote it. Right? So it started from necessity, the same way that this gentleman needed to start from a necessity. The other thing that was kind of a bonding moment with Jason and this gentleman, what's this guy's name? I keep calling him now. What's his name here?
The gentleman who invented it is Jason Curry.
So we have two Jasons. That's why I was confused, Tom. I wasn't sure which Jason to say. So Jason Curry was the gentleman who came up with this product, and it's Jason Fried who wrote the article in Inc. magazine. So let's go back to the point that Jason was very much into. Jason Fried is into creating a product that you would use yourself. They also had another bond. They both bootstrapped their companies. Now, bootstrapping simply means you don't take outside capital, basically. You know, you do it on your own. You generate cash flow. If you make $100, you reinvest that $100. You're going from invoice to invoice and dollar to dollar. So that's bootstrapping, and that's what they did. Another thing Jason Fried points out, and I like this because this is great for our audience. He says, one of the reasons I like Jason Curry's business is because it's perfectly dedicated to a specific scenario and desired outcome. The customer is ultra clear. The use cases are ultra clear. The benefits of this product are ultra clear. No confusion on who this product is designed for. No confusion on who this product should be used by. No confusion at all. This is a great entrepreneurial lesson, I think. So I want to get to this main point, Kerry, because this is the human resource or the human element of this whole story. Jason Curry asked Jason Fried to be his mentor. And Jason Fried, being a best-selling author, famous writer, you know, he hears these kinds of things often. And so he hesitated to say yes, but they typed back and forth, and Jason Fried said, well, kind of said, okay. But let me wrap up at least this segment and this article. I want to read what Jason Fried said in the last paragraph. Later, I reflected on what happened. The guy had made an amazing pitch without even pitching. He didn't even tell me about his product. He showed me. He didn't even leave me a brochure. He left me with an experience. He didn't waste my time. He made my time more meaningful. Now that's how you pitch an innovative idea. And Jason Fried wraps up the story by making this statement. I wondered exactly who was doing the mentoring. Great story. Great article. Great writer. Jason Fried. You can look this up if you want. It's on Inc. magazine on the technology part of it. Kerry?
It reminded us of the leg up. It reminded me of the leg up farm.
Okay.
Building something out of necessity. And Louis Castriota built that amazing institution out of necessity and love. And when you go and visit it, you know exactly why he built it.
An ultra clear mission. Focus on who really needs it. Total clarity. That is a business lesson. So Bruce Spencer is in the audience today, with us in the studio today. Thanks for coming in, Bruce, and talking about Toastmasters. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate the opportunity.
We set out to inform, educate, and inspire you. How do we do? Tom and Kerry and Bruce, thanks for your help in doing a show we are very proud of. And special thanks to our guest, Jack Smalley, Director of Human Resource Learning and Development for Express Employment Professionals. Joining us next week will be Richard Sheridan. He is the co-founder and CEO of a company called Menlo Innovations. I'd love for you to prepare for this show by going to their website. That's Menlo Innovations. Learn more about them so you can enjoy the interview even more. So hopefully you'll come back next week. You're listening to the Business Builder Show. I'm Marty Wolf. Thanks for listening and have a great week.
Bringing the business classroom to you. It's the Business Builder Show with Marty Wolf.
The greatest customer experience I've ever encountered originated in an unlikely location. However, it created a story that's gone viral on YouTube and has been heard in person by over 1 million people.
Driver of the cab is going to be mine, jumps out of his cab, points at me in the front of the line and shouts, "Are you ready for the best cab ride of your life?" Said, "I'm Taxi Terry." Great, I got the motivational cab driver.
This is Scott McCain. The lessons I learned from that amazing cab driver form the basis of my new book, Seven Tenets of Taxi-Terry, How Every Employee Can Create and Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience. No matter your position or the size of the organization where you work, you can grow your business and create distinction with these seven lessons. This new book is available on Amazon.com and wherever business books are sold. If a cab driver can deliver the ultimate customer experience, you can too. Discover the tenets to distinctive success in the Seven Tenets of Taxi-Terry.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-650-0277. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-650-0277. That's 877-650-0277.